In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.
Before the industrial age.
we leave a big footprint, one that can both create intentionally and one that can destroy also unintentionally. I mean, we're well aware of those things that we need to do to be better stewards of creation, but sometimes we are not aware of the things that we should be doing for creation. And we all know the evidence and the results of that destruction. So in my thinking, what I prefer to look at rogation is to remind us that it's about creation care. And that is what we'll observe today. Remember that the Garden of Eden was promised to Adam for the reasons that he would care and be a steward of that garden. It didn't quite work out that way for many complicated reasons. But that was God's original intent, that we, as part of God's creation, made but little lower than the angels, would work with God to care for what God has entrusted to us. As a matter of fact, the Anglican Church of Canada, in its baptismal liturgy, which is very similar to our purple liturgy, has added a clause in the promises. You might know in the liturgy we continue the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayers, I will with God's help, we persevere in resisting evil. And the list goes on. And our present version, the American book, ends with, will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? The Canadian book now has this clause, will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and to respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? I will with God's help. There's some discussion about adding that to the American liturgy, but they're beautiful words no matter where you encounter them. Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? It is not an accident that that clause follows the one where he promised to respect the dignity of every human being. The connection between how we treat each other is very much close to our connections with how we treat the creation. Our challenges are many. Our local challenges, our national challenges, our global challenges. But I think to one degree or another, all of them involve the question of resources. How we use natural resources, the ones that God has created, the ones that we are able to create from those resources that God has created, and then how we use our human resources, the ones that God has created, but also again the ones that we have created. The resources that are the gifts of, as the prayer puts it, our memory, our reason, and our skill. Sources of energy, for example, how we produce them, how we use them. Sources of capital, money and wealth, how we use them, how we share them, how we make them equitable for all. So looking at it that way, climate change or creation care, medical challenges or health care, deficits or economic justice, race and gender, or the dignity of every human being. Those are the kinds of conversations and shifts, in a way, in thinking that I believe our Christian faith makes, and our Christian faith prompts us to embrace, which is less about specifically solving the problems, although I think we all have ideas. It's more about how we approach the question of sharing, of fairness, of justice, think we can all agree that we could do a better job of caring for God's creation. We could do a better job in any number of ways. So after the liturgy this morning, as you are out and about this week, doing the things that God has given you to do, being placed where God has placed you to be, considering the challenges which God is hoping we will work with God to solve, I hope you will think a little bit about this morning and about creation and about creation care and where you fit into those callings that God is making us to hear. How can you help? How can you heal? How can you and us and all people be better stewards of the many gifts that God has given to us? In the name of God, Creator,